Lee, what is CIFRA?
CIFRA is a research consortium of 4 universities, 4 principal investigators, and about 20 students that have been working in oil sands now for the last 6 years, trying to do a multidisciplinary overview and well-linked study that brings in everything from the ecotoxicological effects all the way up to the landscape effects of oil sands wetlands, those on the site and some of those that are natural reference wetlands off the site.
How does this compare to research that may have been done in the early days of the oil sands development?
Yeah, we've benefited tremendously from those early pioneers of oil sands reclamation development, where the need for reclamation actually had to develop first. The idea that you had to clean up behind yourself, that there was some accountability, and the companies stepped up and recognized this, but gaining the capacity was slow. So the early guys, what I call the pioneers, were mostly doing one-off trial studies. In hindsight, it looks like a somewhat desperate attempt to find something to clean up behind the problematic landscapes, the messes that were caused in moving that much earth in a fairly remote, pristine area. And so it's a maturation process. We finally understand that reclamation is a science, that it draws on basic science and applied science to create management recommendations. So the early guys broke the ground, tried a few things. Many didn't work, some did. And then the more systematic approach has been to use integrated science, different disciplines out of your silos, people working together to try to figure out the cross links. For example, someone might find that we just heard a talk recently about cattail being stressed by salinity, whereas the other person says, well, we can clean up the cattail growth, get it to grow well. Then the next researcher says, yes, but you haven't got the environment to the point that invertebrates can survive. So plants might not be the only indicator we need to look at. Then the next researcher might say, yes, the invertebrates are now there, but our ducks and ducklings are having real problems with some of the heavy metals or some of the oil contamination or something like that. And so people work together, and it's not a simple one-shot solution. It's a much more integrated series of investigations.
And it seems like the researchers are taking a much more ecosystem approach to the type of work or the answers that they're looking for. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's clearly the case. And that's really important because we have to remember at oil sands, one size does not fit all, and there are unintended consequences. This is not a place for simple solutions. There are gradients that run from north to south and distance from the Athabasca River, for example, gradients of salinity, degree of bitumen remaining in the soil types, the permeability, the groundwater connections. It's a very complex picture environmentally. And so we don't want to reduce this down, be overly reductionist and come up with a silver bullet approach. That's not it. It's got to be a much more integrated, multidisciplinary approach to things.
And certainly to fund that sort of sophisticated research, you need a lot of money, you need a lot of organizations. Where is the money coming from?
Yeah, the money comes from really, well, a lot of places. The oil sands companies, in our case, 7 major companies, each contributed half the money for this, and the rest came from Ottawa, from NSERC, through the CRD program. And so we've put these two funds together to fund this whole research. Now, it's important when people say, you're funded by industry. That's not exactly right. When industry writes a check as a group, they give it to the University of Alberta or the University of Windsor, and they have to be hands-off. They've never tried to tell us what to study or affect the results. And sometimes, just sometimes, it comes back and it slaps them right in the face. And so to their credit, I mean, one of the hydrologists came up with a $16 million mistake. At least the industry's best efforts did not pan out to produce the groundwater. And industry said, thank you. We know we won't do that again. It's an expensive mistake. But, you know, this whole field progresses in a herky-jerky manner. Sometimes it's 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And we're trying to learn from our mistakes as well as our research successes. Of course, the successes are easier to get published, but the research mistakes are often the ones that direct operations on the ground a lot more. So both are valuable.
Well, looking at operations, have any of the findings made it into the oil sands operations yet?
Oh, yeah, quite a few of them have. There's some things that we don't do. I'll give you an example. One of the former researchers tried phosphate dosing some of the wetlands. It cleared the water up, had long-term implications, but it just didn't work. It was a nutrient addition. We've learned a lot about the slope and the shape of these wetlands. You don't make bathtubs. You make long, what we call littoral zones or edge zones for transition zones. Oh, some of the other things we've learned, that you don't just go in and plant greenhouse stock willy-nilly. There are certain growth tolerances. You're wasting your time when you do that. Some of it's about efficiency. So you want to know the species that are adapted and the most efficient way to move them over. You don't take intact peat blocks and plant them in the middle of winter, as Dale Vitt showed. They dry out. It's an inefficient way of doing it. So some of it is about behaving more efficiently, but really our focus is on effectiveness.
How many students have you actually put through this program?
We've put 20 graduate students through in our CFROG group alone, and there are other groups that are working out there. Now, I know where you're going with this. The next question is, what role has this had on industry? And we're really quite proud of that, because at least 6 of our graduates have gone on to work for industry now. And with them, they've brought the cutting edge research abilities, the best educations that are really current. And oil sands companies have welcomed these folks and paid them handsome salaries, because they're the new generation, the young Turks, I call them, that are coming in with fresh ideas. Oil sands traditionally has been run by engineering mindsets. And it's moving big dirt with big equipment, and there's a lot of engineering involved. But ecology is not quite as linear and direct quite often. It requires a slightly different approach sometimes and different time frames. Natural development of these wetlands requires that someone understand community dynamics of wetland plants, of animal communities. And these young folks that have moved in there with these fresh graduate degrees are bringing that change in mindset to them. So I'm sure at some of the boardrooms that engineers sit on one side and the ecologists sit on the other, and they throw food at each other or something. But this infiltration is a new mindset that's making its way into the operations of oil sands.
Now, when you think of the different companies, they like to keep information to themselves for, you know, business competitiveness reasons. But is there a change in that? Are they starting to share their knowledge?
Yeah, that's one of the most refreshing components I've seen in this. Is initially there was a certain fearfulness when policy and regulations came down and said you're going to have to reclaim. They initially saw, I think, this is my opinion, they saw their reclamation successes in a competitive light. Company X wanted to be better than Company Y. And that's been erased somewhat by these research consortia, where they all put money in, it's much more transparent, they share data, they share techniques, their ecologists know each other, they socialize together, they work together on projects. And I think the concept of a rising tide floats all boats is at work here. So every drop of oil that gets produced has a market for it. It's not about that. Some of it has been company pride and company reputation possibly, but I think they realize that they can do a lot more good working together than they can holding information in a proprietary fashion. Sort of the concept that none of us knows as much as all of us. And that's what this CONRAD meeting is about. That's what SEMA is attempting to do. So it's an evolution and a maturation of the industry.
Certainly, Alberta's oil sands development is now starting to get attention from the rest of the world. They're wondering what's going on up there. Mm-hmm. So as a scientist, what does the work that you're doing, your students doing, what does that bode in terms of the future for the oil sands and for what, I guess, comfort perhaps the world can get from the work that you're doing?
Well, I'm an optimist. I wouldn't be up there if I didn't think I was making a positive difference. It's not the most pleasant place to work, but a doctor doesn't go out to a healthy football team to work on. They go to a hospital to work. And so we're going to where the problems are. That's very encouraging to me. It's a politically charged environment. You're exactly right. The rest of the world has their magnifying glass on the oil sands right now, and they're demanding results of minimizing carbon emissions, of maximizing reclamation, and oil sands are stepping up to the plate to try to deliver that, but they're breaking new ground at every step. So I am optimistic we can make a positive difference. Whether we can make it perfect, well, I can answer that. We won't make it perfect, but we can move it closer to that direction. So we count our successes in small steps. And the other thing is, I joke with my colleagues at these meetings that if there's anybody that wears a white hat in the social arena of oil sands, it's got to be the reclamation and restoration folks, because they're doing the good stuff. We don't make the money that the big guys do. I mean, that's why they pay us the dozens of dollars, you know. In that sense, it's a real feel-good occupation.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks a lot, Cheryl.